It's time for Live and Local. Live from the studios here at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. I'm glad you're with us this afternoon. It's a very important month. January is National Mentoring Month. What does that mean to you? Well, I'll tell you what it means to you. Research has proven that mentored youth have increased hope in their future, more positive outlook on educational achievement. They are less likely than their peers to start using illegal drugs, start drinking, and engage in violent behavior. And yet, there is a waiting list of children on it who are looking for a mentor. Here to help with that situation. Laura Bonnet is a mentoring coordinator with Girls Inc., and Roberta Wilhelm, whom you've heard on this program before, is the executive director of Girls Inc. Omaha. Thank you both for joining me today. I appreciate it. If we can talk about mentornebraska.org, kind of explain what it is and how Girls Inc. and other organizations, but we just happen to have Girls Inc. here with us today, what you're doing about Mentoring Month.
So Mentor Nebraska is helping all many mentoring organizations recruit and raise awareness about the need and the impact of mentoring. So we appreciate their efforts on behalf of Girls Inc. and other organizations like Big Brothers Big Sisters and 100 Black Men. There are many mentoring agencies. And that is a great thing when you're recruiting because they are flexible. They have different models and there's something for everyone. So if someone goes to mentornebraska.org, they can find different ways to mentor that fit their lifestyles, their schedules, their needs, and the way they would like most to mentor.
So almost mentornebraska.org almost becomes the no wrong door here. If you enter this door looking to help out and mentor, you're probably going to find an organization that suits you just right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Laura, how important is it to have a drive like this, the month of January being National Mentoring Month, to get these kids connected to someone who can help lead them?
Yeah, it's definitely important. You know, just having like a focus around this one month where Mentor Nebraska is putting out a lot of resources for us and just making people in Omaha aware that this is not just something that other people are doing or something that, you know, I don't need to do. It's something that anyone can do, and it's fun, it's rewarding, and it's something that anyone can take advantage of.
Sure. Why do you think we are lacking mentors? It seems like such a natural thing. We were talking about this before we came on the air. I mean, when I was a kid, you kind of had a neighborhood of mentors. I mean, the whole neighborhood helped raise the kids type of thing, and everybody kept an eye out. And if somebody was working on something in their garage and you just wandered over, then you learned a skill or you got to do something other than just hang out and let life pass you by. Do you see any solution to that problem?
Well, I think reaching out and wanting to help is the first step. I think kids are more isolated, spend more time on electronics. Adults, too, tend to cocoon more. There's air conditioning. You keep your door shut. You're not hanging out with your garage door open as much. And people tend to stay, you know, in their own spaces. So wanting to help and learning, getting on Nebraska.org, finding out what it takes, because you don't have to be a rocket science or any specific career to be a mentor. It just takes a good listener, someone who will be present in the life of a child. Why don't people mentor? I think some people are afraid of maybe I won't be right, maybe the chemistry won't be right, maybe I don't know enough to share, without realizing that what kids are looking for is someone to take them for an ice cream cone or go to a movie or read a book together. The activities that the kids enjoy are really pretty simple and basic. Again, lots of advice from the mentoring agencies on free activities. You don't have to have a big bank account to do it. Anyone can be a mentor. And we hope that people will take this opportunity of the National Mentoring Month to consider it in their own lives.
You're Laura, you're a mentoring coordinator for Girls Inc. Omaha. Mm-hmm. Can you define how important it is? I mean, in the few years you've been doing this, what kind of changes have you seen in the life of a child just from having a mentor?
Yeah, I think the importance has always been illustrated by the kids themselves. You know, the girls that, you know, maybe start out with a mentor when they're 7, 8 years old, and they'll just keep that kind of organic relationship up until, you know, they're in high school, and then they start talking about you know, my mom or dad or whoever was always there, always, you know, gave me answers to my questions, but it was so helpful to have another person to bounce ideas off of, or just another adult that I knew I could trust the advice they were going to give me, but I maybe felt a little less awkward about it. You know, just having that person in a child's life, it's always different for every child, but it's always, always important.
Roberta, you've been doing this for a long time. Have you seen that or experienced that children who are mentored become mentors?
Yes, I have. In fact, girls are now grown women who are mentoring girls of their own, which is really awesome to see. Yeah, I've been there that long. So it is nice to see the girls who received from the mentoring program. It was so impactful in their own lives that they want to give back to others.
That's awesome. That's Roberta Wilhelm. She's the executive director of Girls Inc. Omaha. Laura Bonnet is the mentoring coordinator. It is National Mentoring Month. Get involved.